flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, it's the cookie jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Six questions. The first, which drivers are worse to deal with in the snow? The people who go way too fast, or the people who are hugging the steering wheel going way too slow?
Both have their risky behaviors and put you in a bad position. I think it's the slow drivers that are the worst. I think it's those, especially when there's just a little bit of snow. They're driving and they got their emergency flashers on. And so you can, okay, you know they're going slow, but it's when you come up on them and it is safe to travel at a little bit of a faster clip. It's all the people that aren't necessarily paying close enough attention that have to slam on their brakes to or change lanes to get around this individual.
Heather?
There is nothing worse than a slow driver in the middle or left lane.
Oh, yeah.
Get over, stay in your right lane, drive all the speed you want to drive, slow and steady, fine, but don't drive slow in the other lanes. This happened to me the other day. It was like last week, Friday, when we got dumped on. The roads were awful, and somebody got off an exit onto 75 right in the middle lane and went like 5 miles an hour, and I had to... I not slam on my brakes. Yeah. I wasn't going that fast, but I had to brake, which then caused me to start like fishtailing. Like, no, stay over. Slow yes. drivers in the snow are the worst. They're the worst.
Consensus behind the glass. Too fast, too slow. Who's worse?
The slowers. I mean, the fast are more dangerous, but they usually just move on and you never see what potentially happens to them unless you do see what happens, which in the ditch, like a mile up the road. But the thing, Heather's nailed it. They stay in the farthest right cleared lane. If you're going slow, the guy that's in the middle lane going slow in the right lane's clear because you want to be in the middle lane. So you stop the most possible outcome of you going off the road. Like that's the person that drives me nuts.
But the slow driver is easiest to avoid. They are going the slowest.
Not when they jump out. No,
they're
not
crawling.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The fast driver is going
to
do more damage.
You have to slam on to them and potentially an accident ahead of you.
Right.
Let them. Yeah. Do their thing. Let them go by you in the left lane and be on their way.
Today is National Peanut Butter Day. Simple question. Crunchy or smooth?
Oh, I think this one's easy. Smooth. I don't like the crunchy peanut butter, especially some of the natural ones that you can get, those are to me good, but they don't have the crunchy, the big pieces.
Crunchy peanut butter is gross.
I wouldn't call it gross. I would just prefer
it's kind of gross.
Smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
All right, I'm a weirdo. I'm a spicy garlic guy. I don't like peanut butter.
You don't at all?
No.
Like, you are weird.
And I'll eat peanuts.
What about like a Reese's peanut butter cup?
No.
Oh, really? Wow.
Okay, you firmly in the weird category.
I know.
Huh.
Greg?
Crunchy straight out of the jar.
Oh, no, Greg.
One in every crowd.
Uh-huh.
Sweet or savory for breakfast?
This one's tough. Can I say both?
No!
I would say savory. I'd prefer my dessert to be at night. And the cinnamon roll, it's really hard to pass up a cinnamon roll. But when you've got good bacon and eggs, sausage gravy, biscuits, like that's the home run at breakfast.
give me the sugar. All day long, I see that one load coming. It with syrup. Give me sugary cereal, the cinnamon rolls, the pastries. Mm-hmm. I'll take it all.
Best cinnamon roll. Best breakfast place for a cinnamon roll.
We always go to a place in Clarkston, Brioni's.
Oh, okay.
They have great savory breakfast too, which I get, but they have good baked goods as well.
Okay.
And this is a classic debate. You sit down, and while I love a good French toast, and that can tend to be sweeter, I feel like breakfast for breakfast, dollar for dollar, I'm going savory more than I'm going sweet. Like a hash with like the potatoes and the bacon and the eggs. And
it's got to be the shredded
sausage.
Hash, though. It can't be the chunky potatoes.
Oh, I like the chunky potatoes.
Yeah, figured.
Definitely savory. The French toast. You got the sausage links or patties.
Yeah.
Either one is good.
Okay. Bacon, I'm a patty guy.
Bacon and pancakes cooked with the bacon grease.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the best kitchen gadget you own?
So I had a question about this. What classifies as a gadget?
Just say it.
Now that we've moved to our new house, we have a bigger kitchen, more storage. I have more access to my cast irons, and I exclusively cook in my cast iron pans. I love them. It's a healthy way to cook. You don't have as many chemicals.
Yeah.
And now that they have been properly seasoned over and over again, they are nonstick. Absolutely love my cast irons.
Does that count? I think it counts.
Sure.
That's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have a lot of kitchen gadgets. I don't do a lot in the kitchen. Like my first thought was like the toaster.
Is it a fancy toaster?
No, it's not. It's just a regular old toaster.
But if you love your toaster, you love your toaster.
Blender. Okay. I blend things and toast things the most.
Okay.
I mean, outside of the oven or stove.
Right.
Well, if you blend things, then do you have like a Ninja?
Yes, I do.
Then that's your counts.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I use the toaster more, so.
I didn't say which appliance do you use the most, or gadget do you use the most. What's your best?
The air fryer.
Oh, the best?
Does air fryer count?
Air fryer is the greatest invention in many, many years. I love it. It cooks everything so well. It warms things. Like, you can put pizza in it and warm it up good. It's so good. Like, stuff like mozzarella sticks for the kids.
Yeah.
It tastes just like the restaurant.
I agree. It's wonderful. Our oven came with a little air fryer kit, and we air fry it right in that now, and it's terrific.
Don't laugh.
Oh, I will.
A nugget ice maker. You get that crunchy ice.
Are those like
beverages?
little pebbles kind of?
Yeah. We've got the countertop ice maker as well. Yeah. Get the little cubes.
Yeah.
Well done. Anna got one for Christmas. She wanted one for Christmas. And we have one, and it is a huge hit.
Yeah.
I love that.
And she stopped hogging it now. She's sharing it.
Oh.
You know, kids hog their Christmas presents and don't want to share.
Yeah.
That's funny.
For the rest of your life, you can only use one: forks or spoons.
I think this one's easy. It's got to be a fork, because if there's anything that needs a spoon, cereal, the last bit of milk at the bottom, or even cereal, like I could pick up the bowl and just pour it in. I'll take a fork because I can't eat a steak with a spoon.
Okay. To me, it's got to be the spoon, because anything, like complete opposite, anything you can eat with a fork, you can use a spoon for, but you can't use a fork for things you need a spoon for. So you got to just go with the spoon. For cereal, for things like soup.
Pick up the bowl. Why do you even need a spoon? Pick up the bowl and pour it in.
Because I'm not a savage. I don't know, John.
Now, if you were going to say, okay, you don't need a fork because the foods that you use a fork for could be finger foods. Like, I could get behind that, but you're not a savage. You couldn't possibly use your fingers to eat.
Like, if you're eating a pasta, you want to pierce the noodle, right?
Well,
you use it a food that you need both for.
A spaghetti noodle, you could cut it and spoon it if you had to.
But things you want to pierce, a cut of meat, you want to pierce.
Yes.
A pasta, you want to pierce.
Okay. Yes. What about all the things you need a spoon for? You're just not going to eat it?
I will do without soup if that's what this comes to.
Yeah, pick it up and pour it. I mean,
cereal?
It's easy. That's the easy one.
I eat cereal every day.
I never eat cereal.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had cereal.
For little kids.
Heather's hitting you guys on a technicality, because what you said's right. You can use a spoon for things you need. You can't eat soup without a spoon.
Right.
It's going to seep through. However, I can guarantee very little in life. But I can guarantee you this: there is no way in heck that John Jansen would ever eat a piece of steak with a spoon.
No question. No.
There's
no.
Absolutely 100%. No way.
There's no way. First of all, it's impossible. No, I'd use my fingers.
You could use the spoon and use the knife and get it cut still. I can't picture John Jansen picking up a piece of meat with a spoon.
No,
and putting
I would
it in his
use
mouth.
My fingers and I would just change the steak I got. I'd get the tomahawk and then it comes with its own handle.
What about the spork?
Sporks are great.
Cheater.
We got sporks as a wedding gift.
Sporky.
Awesome.
Yeah. Was that Toy Story 3 or 4 or whatever it is? Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Last one. We have two show birthdays this month. What's the best birthday you've ever had?
My best birthday, this one's easy, was when I turned 30. And on my birthday, the best birthday present I ever got was my firstborn.
Aww.
Lucy. Lucy was born, so she will turn 19 on January 28th.
I know it was last year, John.
That's correct. What was last year?
January 28th, 2024.
Is that the day that the Lions lost?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow. There's been some bad events happen on the 28th. We lost the shuttle, the space shuttle.
That was a WTF year.
Yeah, it was.
You went there, not me. Yeah. So this is like your
it could
best birthday
kid,
experience.
It could be an adult. Yeah, whatever.
Does it have to be on the day?
No.
Say the next day. I mean, so I went to, my dad took me a doubleheader, 1984 Tigers, second game. Gibby hit a walk-off to win the game, and it hit the facing of the third deck. And I can still hear that noise in my head. Priceless.
While you were at the game, I was being born.
On January or June 28th?
No, but in 1984. Okay. You know. Oh.
Oh.
Not during that exact
over.
Game, but.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Stop talking, Heather.
My 21st, probably, or 30th.
Okay.
It's like she's at the award show. Get off the stage.
Get her off.
I would say my... Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, Jim's talking again.
There we go. Hey. My 30th birthday. It was a surprise party. You guys were invited, didn't go. Greg was there, and it was awesome. Kelsey had my favorite pizza, cookies. Mm. She had a custom Red Wing jersey made that said cookies with 93, my birth year. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Greg was there. I remember.
I think that's my favorite birthday, too.
All right, that's the Cookie Jar. It's 97.1.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.